马来书。
Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
父亲节呢是要做儿女是要听 父母话是吗 On Father's Day as children we should all listen to our parents, right?
我们更加呢就是作为神的儿女就要听神的话
And as spiritual children we need to listen to our Heavenly Father
所以是今天呢我们看希伯来书就是用一个属天父儿女的心来听神的教导
And so this morning as children God's children we use a spiritual child's heart as we listen to our Heavenly Father
我知道大家很多会留意到国内消息
I know many of you pay attention to the news and what's going on in China
很多地方的水浸
and many places are flooded In some places it's like the 50 years of worst flooding.
有经过好大的饥荒，现在又有大的水浸。
After lots of different drought, now they're having flood.
如果你会留意呢，就是之前在那个日本海啸呢，看到啲船呢，就海啸来到的时候，好多船是这样飘流飘去，是吗？
And maybe you remember in the Japanese tsunami, when the tsunami came and all those ships, they were just being washed around and floating in the sea by themselves.
有没有留意啊？有留意。我曾经呢在美国的时候呢玩风帆，那个玩风帆呢就出到大海是没风。
And one time when I was in the United States on a sailboat and went out into the big ocean, and then the wind stopped. We're in the middle of the ocean without wind and without an engine. And then we started to get concerned because our ship started floating out to sea and it was getting further and further away.
感謝主的祈禱，跟住有風翻嚟就可以翻到海岸。
And after we prayed, and then after a while, the wind came up, and we were able to get back to shore.
有冇試過漂流啊 ？Have any of you ever been floating on an ocean？
今日我哋睇希伯來書第二章第一節到第四節。This morning we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
希伯来书第二章第一节，所以我们当越发郑重所听的道理，恐怕我们垂流失去。那藉着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡叛逆的不受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们作见证。
我们一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。
亲爱主耶稣，我们感谢你。在今天父亲节的时候我们可以一起敬拜赞美可以一起听到你的教导主我们求你今天用你的教导去开窍我们的心可以真的越发郑重去认识到神你的教导我们将今天的时间交托在你手中多谢主听孩子的祷告奉耶稣名求 Amen 今天我们看这个经文就是讲到我们要很认真
This morning as we look at this passage, it tells us that we need to be very serious about our life in Jesus Christ. And this is a very good wake-up call for us. It tells us that we need to remain and stay in Jesus Christ. I believe that we are saved by grace.
我们是 因为信系好似以弗所书讲嘅，我你们得救是本乎恩。And as it says in Ephesians, that we are saved by grace through faith. 我相信咧，我哋系呢个恩典系神俾我哋免费嘅。And I believe that the salvation that Jesus gives us is free. 但系我哋都相信神俾我哋嘅救恩唔系平价嘅。But I also believe that the faith that Jesus gives us is not a cheap grace. 我们是耶稣用重价来买赎我们。Jesus paid an expensive price to win you back to him for redemption. 所以今天我们看这个经文，我们看到在希伯来书里面，我们看到耶稣是远超过一切。And as we look at this passage in Hebrews and we see that Jesus is far above everything,我们知道耶稣付出一个重价来买赎我们回来， that Jesus paid a great price to win us back to him. 他说当我们来到第二章的时候，他说既然耶稣是为我们付出这么多，我们要越发敬重这个救恩。 And as it comes to chapter 2, it says, and because of this great price, this great salvation that Jesus has given us, we need to take heed. We need to hold itfirm in our hand. 即是话，我哋要系好积极，我哋系要好追求嘅。That means that we need to be truly aggressive in seeking after this grace. 我哋系需要好热心去侍奉。We need to have a zeal to serve God. 我哋需要咧就好勤力咧去跟随主。And we need to be diligent in following after Jesus. 我哋要越发敬重所听的道理， and we need to take heed of all the God's word that we have heard. 我们是其实呢有人呢就有这个问题，我不知道 你算不算，但是一般人有这个问题。You know, as people we have a problem, and maybe you don't have this problem, but most of us have it. 我们越习惯做的事呢就是越当是平常 you know, the more that we get used to doing something, the more it becomes common to us. 是不是？我们是越做的时候越熟手， and the more we do it, the more familiar we become with it. 于是我们就是好像上世轨道， it's like we get into a track, 我们是开始呢就是循例式， and then it just becomes routine.如果我们的生命，我们基督徒的生命变成一个循例式的基督徒生命，就是一个死板的信仰。 And if our Christian life becomes a routine Christian life, then it becomes a very dead and dried up religion. 我们是很小心，我们如果不是翻教会因为循例式，我们祈祷因为循例式，我们是跟随神因为循例式，根本没了个生命。 And we need to be very careful, because if our Christian life, we come to church out of routine, we pray out of routine, we follow Jesus out of routine, then there's no life in our Christian life. 这个要郑重所听的道理，就要叫我们不要当是循例式的。 And so here it says, take heed of what you hear, don't let it become routine.不要被他嘴入又一出。Don't let the words that you hear just go in one ear and out the other. 不要即是这样由得你生命去，反而呢你要为自己的生命负责任。And don't just let your life go off like that. In other words, you must take responsibility for your life. 你知道呢很多人姓赖的。You know that so many of us were called excuse, Mr. Excuse.因为我们很喜欢呢就是用很多的藉口赖东赖西。 We like to make a lot of excuses in our life for what we are today. 我们是赖我是这个家庭长大出世呢，我的爸爸是走拐的，所以我是今时今日是这样。 You know, we make this excuse, I was born and raised in this family, my father's an alcoholic, and so that's why I'm this way this today. 我父母是赌徒，所以我是今天 是不用负责任。 Oh, my parents were gamblers, so I don't have to take responsibility for my life. 我幼小之弟被人虐待，所以我今时今日是这样。 I've been abused since I was a child, so that's why I'm the way I am today. 我哋监狱里边好多人系用呢啲嘅藉口话我听，啊牧师，我系因为咁样咁样咁样，所以搞到今日。
And in prison, many prisoners tell me the same thing. Pastor, I'm this way because of this, this, and this reason.
其实唔系，你系可以对自己嘅生命负责任。
You know, you can take responsibility for your own life.
你系可以自己负起责任。
You can take your life by its hands.
我哋系需要唔好因为父母对我哋点样，就成日俾佢影响我哋将来。
We cannot let the way our parents treated us affect our future.
我哋需要喺主里边正重所听嘅道理，需要积极喺神嘅里边去行走。
We need to take heed of all the truth that we've heard, and we need to go forward in what Jesus is doing in our life.
我都可以有好多藉口，我爸爸都是走鬼，我父母又细致，但一路嗌交 ，bling bling。
I could make a lot of excuses for my life. My father was an alcoholic. My parents argued from morning to night all the time I was growing up.
我由九岁开始吸毒 ，I started taking drugs when I was 9 years old. 但系神改变咗我 ，but God changed me.
系因为神加入个生命嘅时候，我哋系可以成为一个新造嘅人。
Because of the life in Christ, we become a new person.
有人又姓赖咧，佢哋唉教会冇人关心，冇人栽培。
Some people like to make excuses. Oh, I come to church, nobody cares about me. You know, nobody discipled me.
哇，冇人打俾我，所以我系今日唔记得嚟嘅。Nobody called me, so I forgot to come.
系咪？顶姊妹，你自己要积极，你要自己系勤力。
You need to be diligent in your Christian life.
这个字郑重是一个很特别的字。
Here it says take heed, and this word is a very special word.
如果你原文的意思就是谨慎防备。
And it has a meaning of being, you know, beware and be on the lookout.
耶稣在福音书里面用过很多次。
And Jesus used this word many times in the Gospels.
其中一次好像马太福音第七章十五节。
And one of the times Jesus used it was in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
耶稣说你们要防备假先知。他们到你们这里来外面披着羊皮里面却是残酷的狼。
耶稣在这里说防备，
那个就是郑重同一个原文字。
In Matthew it says you must beware of false prophets because they come in disguise as sheep disguised as wolves. And when he says beware of them, that's the same word it says here is take heed.
所以我们看得到这个字呢，就是叫我们要很小心，很谨慎我们的生命。
And so here it's telling us to be careful to take heed of our life.
这个郑重在希腊文有另一个的意思，很有趣。
And there's another meaning that this word has in the Greek.
在古希腊文很多时呢，用郑重这个字呢，就会讲到一只船呢，是靠近码头的。
And in the Greek, in ancient literature, they would use the same word in Greek to talk about a ship as it's approaching the harbor.
所以是有接近，是靠近的意思。
And so it can have the meaning of being close, coming near.
于是你看到一个很奇妙的字，在这句说话，一个作者写得很妙的。
And so you can see here, this sentence, the writer, the author has made a very interesting play on words.
因为他说你要郑重所听的道理，如果不是呢，随流失去。
Because he says you take heed of all that you hear so that it doesn't drift away.
所以有一方面讲到郑重呢，就要靠近码头，要贴住码头。如果不是呢，你就会跟着潮流失去的。
And so we need to come close to the pier. Our boat has to be harbored at the pier or we will drift away.
是不是那个作者用一个很即行船的一个很好的例子。
And so here the author is using this example from a nautical example.
我们需要做什么？我们需要靠近耶稣的，我们要是 接近耶稣。We need to be close to Jesus. We need to be really next to him. 弟兄姊妹，你今日靠近耶稣几多？ How close are you to Jesus today? 我今日父亲节，神系我哋天上嘅父亲，我哋要贴近耶稣嘅，要贴近父天父。Today is Father's Day, and God is our Heavenly Father. We need to come close to our Father. 是不是？可能中国人呢，就是好像我小的时候呢，就是一样，其实我虽然是西人，但是我和爸爸呢，我们有一段距离的。Maybe Chinese are very much like me when I was growing up in my family, because me and my father, we're not really that close. 我们是不会拥抱的。不会是有多几句讲的。We would not hug in my family, and we wouldn't really talk. 我会跟爸爸是爸爸，你即是没什么讲的。所以没什么坐低跟他倾心事，老豆你好吗？所以 wouldn't really sit down and talk, you know, from the heart to heart with my dad. It was more like, hi dad, how are you? You know. 有一段距离的。但是神呢，是我们天父的，我们要接近他的。But God is our heavenly Father. We need to come close. 我记得有一次咧，我爸爸未病之前我翻去美国咧，同佢一齐翻教会嘅，系一个父亲节。I remember one time before my father got sick, and I was back in the United States, and it was a Father's Day, and we went to church together. 佢完咗之后，我第一次同我爸爸话：，爸爸，我多谢你养大我，我拥抱佢一次。I remember it was the first time after Father's Day at church, I went up to my dad and I said, thank you, dad, for raising me and being my father, and I gave him a big hug. 是我一生第一次拥抱我爸爸。It's the first time I'd ever given my father a hug. 但你今日呢，神天父是想你拥抱他，想你贴近他。But today, our heavenly father wants you to come close and to be, give him a hug, because he wants to give you a hug.你知道天父是锡你，是爱你。Do you know that your heavenly father loves you and cares for you? 所以这个正中，我们要贴近，我们要靠近我们的父神。So we need to take heed, we need to come close to our heavenly father. 如果新译本讲第一节是这样讲，因此我们必须更加密切注意所听的道理。In another version of the Chinese, it says that we need to come, be more diligent to come, to pay close attention to the word that we hear. 我们真的要很留心将神的话语放在心里面，用心听神的教导。We need to listen to the word of God from our heart. 大家听神的教导有没有用心呢？When you listen to God's word, do you use your heart to listen to it? Do you use your heart to listen to it? We need to really put our mind to it and think about what God says. So, in the sense of the word of God, I think there's a good way that we should take heed. I think that the one good way to take heed of what we hear is when we come to church, we should take notes. Do you use your heart to Are you used to taking notes? 我们写笔记呢，因为当我们听到呢，我们写笔记写低啲我们所听的嘢呢，我们去翻到屋企就第一时间睇翻我们所听过嘢。Because when we take notes, then what we hear in church and when we leave church, the first time we have an opportunity, we can look at what we wrote. 跟着我们看回我们那天所听的道，可以更加深刻印象。Because then when we look at what we heard in church, at our notes, we can have a deeper impression on what God was saying to us. 有时你听到你坐在神跟你讲说话，你不写笔记呢，你出门口不用半个钟头已经不记得了。You know, maybe you're sitting here and you're listening, God speaks to your heart, but when you don't take notes and you walk out that door within a half an hour, it's gone. 请问哪个记得上个星期讲咩道？ How many of you remember what was preached last week? 是不记得嘛。Most of us don't remember. If you take notes, you remember. 如果你写笔记，你会记得嘛？因为你可以睇翻，跟住系，即系放喺心里边。Because you can take notes, you can remember, put it back in your heart. 跟住神同你讲嘅嘢咧，系可以宝贵。And then what God speaks to you, it's very precious to you. 你知道呢，圣经不是一本教科书。 You know the Bible is not a textbook。
刚刚很多学生刚考完试，是吧？或者还考紧。
Many of the students have finished their exams. Maybe some are still having exams, but most have finished.
我相信呢，大部分呢，考试的时候呢，就是考前那晚是咪咪书，跟住考放翻啲资料喺个个考试卷嗰度，第日已经唔记得考过乜嘢，系咪
？I think most students are like this. You know, the night before the exam, we just really study and brainstorm and get it in there. Then that day of the exam, we put it all out on the paper. And then after the exam, we forget what it was all about, right?
有边个记得考完考啲时咧系乜嘢咧？多数冇嘅。
Nobody remembers what it was on the exam test, right?
可能有啲医生会记得，希望记得。如果唔系，唔好睇医生。
Maybe the doctors remember. If they don't, then we shouldn't go see the doctor. We're in trouble.
如果圣经系咁咧，我哋翻到教会听啊听啊，好似咪书咁样认识嘅教科书，跟住听完之后，算啦，唔紧得，翻去做自己嘢，得唔得啊？
If we approach the Bible that way, like it's a textbook, we study it for the exam, and then after the exam, we just let it go. Is that going to work?
圣经不是教科书，圣经是生命书。
The Bible is not a textbook, the Bible is a book of life.
所以我们看是要将它放在心里面。影响我们生命。
We need to put it in our heart and let it stay there so that it can affect us.
我第一堂问牛有几多个胃，睇下大家识唔识。
I ask in the first service, how many stomachs does a cow have? Now, how many of you know how many stomachs a cow has?
Huh? 有人话四个，有人举四只手指。第一堂有人举两个手指，有人举三个手指，系三四五六七八几多个？四个。点解牛有四个胃？
Why does a cow have four stomachs?
因为佢有一种习惯咧，佢食啲草，嗒下嗒下味，跟住吞落肚，跟住得闲嘅时候咧就掠翻出嚟，再嗒下嗒下，跟住再吞落第二个胃，跟住过咗一段时间又再吞翻出嚟，好味。
You know what the cow does? You know, he eats the grass and he chews it up a little bit. He puts it in one stomach. After a while, he regurgitates it and brings it back out and chews on it some more. Gets those nice juices out there, you know, and then he swallows it again, puts it in another stomach, then pulls it out again. And,
你睇圣经要咁样嘅。
When you read the Bible, you need to do it that way.
你系要嗒下嗒下，好味，要思考，要一路一路被佢消化入到你心里边。
When you read the Bible, you need to do that. You just need to think about it, let it get in there, let it digest, and then you know just meditate on it and just really savor it.
呢个郑重嘅意思，我哋要用心机。嗱，郑重另一方面咧。你唔可以缺少咧，就需要咧实践。
Another part of taking heed of what you heard is doing what it says，
系咪？我哋唔系单单听到，我哋要行动。
It's not just hearing the word; we must be doers of the word。
啱唔啱？所以我哋听神嘅话，我哋要行出嚟。耶稣讲嘅一个比喻，有一个爸爸，有两个仔。
Jesus gave us a parable. He said one father, he had two sons.
佢朝早叫个大仔出去田耕田，个仔话我唔去。
And in the morning, the father said to the oldest son, "Go on to the field." And he said, "No."
跟住叫细仔，细仔话：好，老豆冇所谓，你叫我执去啊。
And they told the second son, "Okay, Dad, you tell me to do it. I'm going, man."
但系后来咧，大仔后悔知错，佢虽然口话唔去，佢就行去咗。细仔又系得把口讲嘅，佢乜都应承，但系系留嘢就唔做。
And the younger son, you know, the older son, he repented. He realized, well, I should do what my father asked. And so he's, even though he said no, he went and he did it anyway. The younger son is just a guy of, he just says yes all the time, and yet he said yes, but he didn't go.
你说这两个仔谁是听爸爸的话?
Of these two sons, which one listened to his father? The older one. Yeah,
我听到younger one。大仔听嘛，大仔虽然佢口话唔去，但系佢就去。细仔话得得得，但系佢冇做。
The older sons, although he said no, he went and did it. The younger son said yes, but he didn't do it.
你要听到，你要行动。
When we hear the word of God, we need to listen and we need to do.
你冇只系听就算了，
don't just hear the word and leave it at that.
因为这个经文话我们听，若不正中这道，我们就唔系靠近码头，我们可能会随流失去。
In this passage, it tells us if we don't take heed to what we've heard, maybe we'll just drift away.
What are you 靠近码头? You teach you yes. Oh, you 靠近耶稣. So
we need to come close to the pier. We need to get close to Jesus. We need to be right next to him, or we will drift away.
随流失去呢，是一个不知不觉一个嘅行动。
You know, to drift away just comes very casually and slowly.
没人呢，在随流失去嘅时候，会知道自己随流紧、漂流紧。
Nobody while they're drifting realizes that they're drifting.
如果佢知道佢漂流紧，佢会搏命嘅翻上岸。
If he knew he was drifting away, he would come back to shore.
系咪？
是不知不觉，我们是，也都知道漂流很危险。 You know, it's a very unconscious process, and you know it can be very dangerous.
每年在澳门竹湾，有人沉溺浸死，是因为这样。
Every year in Kulawan, people drown because of this problem.
有没有听过暗流啊？
Have you ever heard of riptides?
我们教会一个弟兄经常说我们听，生命很多暗流，要小心点暗流。
There's a brother in our church, he's always talking about these riptides in life.
有很多的暗流呢，就会影响我们生命。 Lots of riptides that just affect our life. 去到竹湾游水你不小心，那个暗流扯你出去，你回不来就浸死。
If you go to the beach, the Jukwan beach, beside the Kulawan beach, if you're not careful, the riptide will carry you out to sea.
我哋美国加州咧，就啲浪好巨大啊嘛，咁亦都有好多有啲地方有暗流，请你出去。
I'm from United States, California, and there's big waves in California, and you know, sometimes the riptides of currents just can carry out.
旧年我哋一家人咧去海南岛三亚去度假。
Last year, our family went to Highland Island to for a vacation.
我哋去咗间酒店咧，啱啱喺出边咧有个海滩。
We went to this hotel, and right outside the hotel, there's this beautiful beach.
但啲人话千祈唔好喺嗰度游水，因为有好多暗流。
And all the people there in the hotel said, "Don't go to that beach. There's lots of rip currents."
我哋唔听话，我哋，嘿，我哋喺加州游过水，我哋大浪啊，使乜惊啊？
And we didn't pay attention to him. We said, "Hey, we're from California, you know, we're used to the ocean. Don't worry about it."
但我哋去到个海滩嘅时候，一踩落水，感受到个斜力。我同小朋友话：唔好游出去嘅，就喺海边一转。But
you know, as soon as we got in the water and we could feel the current, I said, "Hey," I told the kids, "I said, hey, don't go out too far. Just stay here close to shore."
暗流系危险啊
，rip tides are dangerous.
你会浸死嘅，你冇办法同佢对抗。
You can't fight it.
所以我哋喺呢度，我哋知道随流失去咧系一个好认真嘅危险。
And so to drift away is a very big dangerous thing to do.
生命有咩暗流影响你？
What kind of rip currents in your life affecting you?
有好多世俗嘅事咧。 有朋友叫你嚟打麻雀啊？系咪男女关系咧？系咪赌钱嘅问题咧？系咪工作忙碌啊？系咪一啲家庭生活嘅事？系咪一啲娱乐嘅？系咪你事业嘅？系咪你要搵银嘅
？What are the things that are affecting your life and pulling you back? Is it boy-girl relationships? Is it gambling? Is it mahjong? Is it that you're too busy in your job, working too hard? Is it that your family situation, is it chasing after the entertainment life? Or maybe it's just trying to get ahead of life and make the climb up the ladder, the corporate ladder.
有好多事是影响我生命的一个暗流，是不知不觉，是不知，但一步一步扯开我们远离神。
So many things in life that we don't realize at the time, but just a little bit at a time, just pulling us away, pulling us away, pulling us away.
过了一段时间，望翻转头，原来离开神好远。
And after a while, when we look back and we say, hey, I'm no longer as close to God as I thought I was.
我们基督徒需要做什么呢？我需要放楼，香港特首叫我们起楼，我们基督徒是要放楼。
There's something that we as Christians have to do. We need to put down an anchor. In Hong Kong, you know, the saying is to raise the anchor, but we need to put our anchor down.
我们放楼在神里面，耶稣是磐石，我们要将我们的根基打在耶稣的里面。
And we need to put our anchors planted firmly in Jesus Christ. He is the solid rock.
一隻船需要放楼，个放楼就唔会飘流。
And as we put our ship, we put it firmly into the solid rock, and our ship will not drift away.
我哋要固定，我哋放楼就系用信心喺耶稣里边。
We need to stabilize our boat by putting our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们放我们的信心在耶稣里面，我们可以是固定我们的生命。
那这个郑重这个字呢是很特别的。我还有一样东西我觉得很有趣。 There's another interesting thing about this word about taking heed that I find very interesting.
你在希腊文成、字典的时候，郑重呢那个字呢
好，我发音可能唔准咧，就唔准系 prostos 啊。The Greek word is something like prostos. My Greek is not very good in pronunciation.
但喺个字典第二个字，啱啱佢下边咧系另一个字，系争一个字母嘅啫。
But in the Greek dictionary, if you would like to say, the next word that comes just one letter different is.Prostello is that's the next word in the Greek.
正重就是要靠近贴近码头。Prostello 呢就要用钉子钉实。
And Prostello means that we take a nail and we nail it firmly to the ground.
可能作者没这个意思，但是我看到我觉得很真实。
Maybe the author didn't intend this, but I look at it and I think it's very interesting.
我们是要听到神的话语，靠近他，又要用钉钉实在我们心里面。
I think it's very interesting is we need to come close to Jesus, we need to stay close to him, and we have to nail his word into our heart.That it stays there.
你唔好俾呢个神嘅话语喺你心里边流出去。
Don't let the word of God stay out of your life.
师母初初嚟澳门嘅时候，佢香港过嚟澳圣读书。佢当时有一班香港嘅同学又系过嚟嘅，有个口头禅，我系记得。
When Kitty first came to Macau, she came to Macau Bible Institute to study. And when she came, there's another group of Hong Kong students that came at the same time. And they had this saying that they would always say.
她祈祷,她讲嘢,她24小时,她不停讲嘢。
Whether they're praying or talking or whatever, they'd say 24 hours a day.
她说,要记住耶稣,要记住耶稣。They'd always say, stick close to Jesus, stick close to Jesus. 所以他祈祷就是、哦、耶稣我们要记住你，耶稣我们要记住你，记住耶稣我们，耶稣我们要记住你，这样祈祷。
They used to pray like this, they said, Jesus, we need to stick to you, Jesus, stick to you, this season, I'm going to stick to you.
你有没有试过一些的捉乌蝇那些黐黐嘢的吗？
Have you ever used that fly strip, you know?
你有没有试过呢就是想整但整不到跟着黐到整身都是。
Have you ever tried to hang it up and you didn't do it right and it sticks all over you?
我们要黐住耶稣的，不要放过耶稣的。
We need to stick to Jesus and stick close to him. Don't let go.
祷告，看圣经，追求。
We need to pray. We need to study. We need to meditate. We need to come close to Jesus. 你睇第三次。Look at verse 3. 忽略我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能脱罪呢？ How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? 忽略，大家明白忽略是大罪。Do you understand that to neglect is a big sin? 雅各书第四章十七节话我听：人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。In the book of James, chapter 4:17, it says, if you know what is right and you don't do it, that is sin. 忽略是犯罪。So neglect is sin. 如果我们忽略神的救恩，我们怎么去解决？ And if we neglect the salvation that Jesus has given us, how can we have salvation?
你留意一下这个第三节，他说我们若忽略。
In verse 3 it says, if we neglect.
作者是将自己包埋一份。
The author has included him in this.
因为这个希伯来书作者是写给一些的信了耶稣的犹太人。
Because the book of Hebrews is written to Jews who became Christians.
所以他是用犹太教的很多的东西证明耶稣是比犹太教更好的。
And so he's using a lot of things throughout the book of Hebrews to prove that Jesus is greater than the Jewish faith.
这帮犹太人有些呢就开始有试探，就回去到旧生命，回去律法主义。
And many of the Jews at that time were thinking about going back to Judaism.
So 作者跟他说，如果我们忽略这么大的救恩，怎么去救赎呢？
And so the author is saying, if we go back, if we neglect the salvation, how can we be saved?
忽略不是拒绝呢。You know, there's a difference between neglect and reject. 我们身为基督徒，我们接受神的救恩，但是很多人我们可能是忽略。
As Christians, we receive the grace of God, but maybe there's a lot of things that we neglect.
拒绝就不一样的。讲一个忽略的例子，有个农夫叔叔，他死了的时候，他不信耶稣的。他死了的时候，他将他的田地呢就是遗产写了是留给魔鬼。
There's a farmer, he was not a Christian, and when he died, he wrote in his will to leave his farm to the devil.
那你怎么会留给魔鬼？
How can you leave a farm to Satan?
于是个律师法官在讨论着，喂，怎么做的？这个遗产写着给魔鬼，我们怎被魔鬼的？
And so the judge and the lawyers, you know, they're debating, hey, his will says to leave his farm to Satan. How can we do that?
经过一段时间讨论，他决定了怎么做。
After a while of debate, they finally came up with a solution. They realized what they need to do.
他说，有得个田地，自己自生自灭。
So leave the farm alone to do what it will do.
过了一段时间，个农场变成咩呢？
After a short time, what happened to the farm?
生晒啲野草啊，好多野生物啊，即系唔用得啊嘛。
And then all the weeds and all that come and grow in there, and you can't use it as a farm anymore.
弟兄姊妹，一个生命属灵嘅生命，如果你忽略咧，其实你唔使做啲乜嘢，系你唔做任何嘢，已经系做咗嘢。
You know, in our spiritual life, if to neglect the thing of God, you don't have to do anything. By not doing anything, you have done the worst thing. You've already neglected, and you've allowed Satan to take control of your life.
有一个人呢喺尼亚加拉河嗰度趴船。
There's a young guy, you know, on the Niagara River, just you know, in his rowboat.
他就趴船好攰咧，就想休息瞓下觉。
He got tired and so he decided just to sleep in the boat for a while.
這條河呢, Pete 以前在附近住, 可能他認識多一些, 但我認識裡面是比較平靜的。
And Pete used to live close to this river, so he probably knows more than me, but it's a very peaceful river, isn't it?
It's very peaceful.
It's such a peaceful river, you know, I'll just take a nap.
但這條河有個特點的,因為大瀑布嘛,大家知道。
You know, there's a big falls, Niagara Falls, at the end of this river.
但離這個瀑布的距離不是很遠的,即是很平靜,接著去到一個很短的距離,因為瀑布的水落,即是很短距離的急流,你一進到那個區域,你怎麼爬都爬不出來的。
But the Niagara River is so peaceful, but when it gets close to the falls and a very close distance from the falls, the current becomes very strong, and if you get into that little area, you cannot get out, right?
河色,他在睡覺,以為沒事,水了咯。
And this guy's sleeping in his boat, you know, he thought he was peaceful and no problem, and then all of a sudden, boom, over the falls he goes, he's all done.
忽略是危險,潮。 潮流去就是危險.
Neglect is dangerous. Falling along, going along with the trend is dangerous.
耶稣在马太福音22章又讲到忽略.
Jesus talked about neglect in the book of Matthew chapter 22.
在第五節,
in verse 5, we see the same word.
在22章第五節,我們看到忽略這個字出來的.
And in Matthew 25, verse 5, the same word is used.
耶穌在那裡講一個比喻,是講到一個皇帝,他的兒子要結婚的,他請客來到婚宴.
And Jesus is telling a parable of he's a king and his son is getting married and he's going out and inviting everyone to come into the banquet.
但是, 人又忽略,22章第五節寫著,那些人不理就走了,一個到自己田裡去,一個作買賣.
But you know, everyone heard the plea from the king to come to the banquet, and then it says in Matthew 22 verse 5 that the people paid no attention, and that they went off and they went to do buying and they did their own business, but they did not take heed or pay attention.
忽略其實是知但是不理.
And so to neglect is to know but not to do anything.
是不理會的,是承認但是沒有行動.
It's to recognize but not to take any action.
弟兄姊妹,我們很多屬靈的真理我們知,但我們有沒有理會?
You know, there's so many spiritual things that we know, but do we act on it?
今天父親節,有很多事我們知道應該做,但我們有沒有做?
Today is Father's Day, and there's many things we know we should do, but do we do it?
聖經叫我們是要孝敬父母,作為兒女我們有沒有做?
The Bible tells us that as children, we should obey our parents. Do we do it?
聖經叫我們要寬恕得罪我們的人.
The Bible tells us that we need to forgive those who sin against us. Do we do it?
聖經叫我們呢? 是要愛我們的敵人.
我們知道,但有沒有做? The Bible tells us that we need to love those, our enemies. We know, but do we do it?
聖經叫我們作為父母,不要惹兒女的氣.
我們知道,但有沒有做? The Bible tells us as Christian parents not to...
Provoke,
thank you, yeah. Provoke our children to wrath. Yeah. We know, but do we do it?
聖經教我們很多的道理,我們知道。有沒有做?
The Bible tells us so many things, we know, but do we do it?
忽略,
neglect.
我們忽略是危險。其實我們不可以忽略,耶穌是唯一的道理,耶穌是唯一的拯救的方法,
Jesus is the only way for salvation.
是不是?
使徒行传都讲话，除他以外别无拯救。Even Peter said in the book of Acts in chapter 4, there's no salvation except through him.
我哋知，但我哋有冇信？
We know, but do we follow?
可能我哋喺属灵生命嘅时候，有好多嘢神话我哋听，我哋知，但我哋忽略，
我哋继续忽略咧，漂流失去，慢慢远离耶稣好远。
Maybe there's so many things in our Christian life we know, but we don't pay attention to, and because we don't pay attention to, we drift away, and before we know it, we're far, far away from where we should be.
系咪？耶稣讲一个比喻，一个爸爸有两个仔。
Jesus told a parable. There is another man with two sons. 个细仔同个爸爸讲话：老豆，俾个产业我，我而家出去闯世界。And his younger brother said to the father, said, Dad, give me my inheritance now. I want to go and explore the world.
爸爸就好伤心，好难过，就俾咗个钱佢，细仔就走人。
And the father was very sad and very unhappy, and he gave the money to the son. 细仔就出去闯。And the younger son went out and he just wasted his money.
他豬朋狗友，飲飲食食，又去威尼斯人，又玩一餐，又去到湄公湄，又找位去。
And you know, the younger son took all the money and he just went to the Venetian and he had a good time. Then he went to the MGM and all these places. He just had a wonderful time.
過了一段時間，錢就冇曬。
And after a while, all his money was gone.
於是去找份工，饑荒嚟到冇份工，喂豬食豬瘦。
And then he tried to get a job, couldn't get a job. And famine came and ended up feeding the pigs.
佢跟住醒悟，就諗到喺我爸爸嘅屋企裏邊嘅仆人，佢待遇仲好過我。
And then he woke up and he realized, hey, my servants have a better life than I have at my father's house.
我翻去爸爸嗰度。我承认我做错，求爸爸俾我翻嚟做个仆人好啊！我唔要求做仔，我翻嚟做仆人都好。
And so he came to his senses and he said, "Hey, I go back and I'm going to repent and I'm going to tell my father I made a mistake. I'm going to ask him to take me back as a servant, not as a son, as a servant."
于是佢起程翻去爸爸度。呢个爸爸一路系点啊
？What was the father doing the whole time?
爸爸企喺马路度，一路望一路望。我个仔喺边啊？几时翻嚟？我个仔喺边啊？我好挂住你。
The father was standing on the road the whole time, looking for the son, saying, "Where is my son? I miss him so much. I miss him so much. When will he come home?"
佢远远见到个仔嚟紧，佢跑过个仔，就拥抱佢。
And he saw the son coming from the distance. He ran up to him and gave him a big hug.
跟住俾件衫佢着，系代表佢接纳翻佢做仔，又俾个戒指话系你啊有翻遗产。
And then he gave him a robe that indicated that he was still part of the family. He gave him a ring that said that you've still got the inheritance.
跟住爸爸同个仔讲咩？佢话你失而复得。He said you're lost, but now you're found. 系咪？
你知道个爸爸代表边个 ？Do you know who this father represents？
呢个爸爸代表我哋天上嘅父亲。
This father represents our heavenly father。
我哋系唔正重，我哋唔留心听神嘅教导，我哋漂流出去嘅。
We don't take heed to what God tells us. We've drifted away。
我哋系忽略好多嘢。
We've neglected many things。
但神系点样？神企喺度打开双手，等紧你翻嚟。
But what does God do? He's standing there waiting for you with his arms stretched out, saying, "Come home."
神系话翻嚟回家啦。God's just saying, "Come home." 神话你听，我爱你，我挂住你。你失去嘅，我要俾翻你，可以赦免你，我怜悯你。
And God's saying, "Come back to me, come back to me. You've been lost, but I can bring you back. I can forgive you. I can restore you."
我哋天上嘅父亲系爱我哋爱到底。
Our heavenly Father loves us。
可能今日你就漂流过，可能你又忽略过。
Maybe today you've drifted away. Maybe you've neglected many things。
或者神同你讲过一啲嘅嘢，你冇做嘅。 你一路抗拒，你漂流紧，越走越远。Maybe God has asked you to do something you haven't done, you rejected it, and you're just drifting further and further away.
或者你以前爱主嘅心系越来越冷淡。
Maybe that love that you once had for God is becoming dry and dry and cold.
冇咗以前嘅热火热嘅心。
You've lost your zeal.
圣经话神喺度等紧你翻嚟。
The Bible tells us God is standing and waiting for you to come back.
我哋可以再一次悔改，可以再一次翻到神嘅怀抱当中。
We can come back. We can ask forgiveness. We can come back into the arms of God.
今日父亲节系一个美好嘅时候，就可以翻到神嘅身边。
And today, Father's Day is a wonderful time to come back to the Father.
告诉神听，我错了，我需要宽恕，求神接纳翻。
We can say to God, Father, I'm sorry, I've made a mistake. I need your forgiveness. Please accept me back into your arms.
我一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你，你叫我哋要郑重所听嘅道理。你叫我们去很小心将你的话语放在心中，但我们很多事不理，我们知但我们不理，我们忽略，我们是漂流出去，是不知不觉我们发现到离开你很远。求主再一次宽恕，求主在这个时候赦免我们，怜悯，将我们不想落去灭亡，我们不想离开你太远就没办法翻转头。求耶稣将个救生圈抛翻俾我们，求耶稣掹翻我们转头。
Lord, we pray that this morning you would open our hearts.As we've drifted away, we've neglected the things of God. We've turned our backs on you without even knowing it as we've drifted slowly and slowly away from the things you've asked us to do. Lord, we pray that you would come again and that you would forgive our sins, that you'd cleanse our heart, that you'd bring us back to your heart, that you'd once again renew our salvation, that we could come back into your heavenly fold.
当我们天叔带我们再唱一首歌的时候，我想我们思想，还有我想被他邀请大家。
As Tim leads us in another song, I want us to think about what Jesus has spoken to us this morning, and I want to give an invitation.
因为当你在一个急流的时候，你自己没办法抗拒，但如果快艇经过将个救生圈俾你，你可以得救。
Because if you're stuck in the rip tide and you can't get out on your own, but when a speedboat comes flying by and throws you an inner tube, you can get out with the inner tube.
耶稣今日想做你个救生圈，抢救你翻出嚟，脱离嗰个恶性循环。
Jesus wants to be your savior this morning to pull you out of that downward spiral.
所以当我们唱这首歌，如果你说我今天是想回到神的，我不想再漂流，我邀请你站起来走到前面。
So as Tim leads us in this song, I'd ask you, if you say, I don't want to be drifting anymore, I want to come back, and I ask you, as we sing this song, that you stand up and you come to the front so we can pray for you this morning.